Big news today. 50 Irish citizens were among the people evacuated from Sudan's capital city, Khartoum, last night after fighting erupted across the African country last week and escalated with hundreds of people, unfortunately, many of them civilians, already being killed in the conflict. Well, to tell us more, RT News journalist Angus Cox, who is in studio now. Angus, thank you so much for doing this, first of all. Can you tell us about the, first of all, just the power struggle that's currently happening in Sudan?
Yeah, well, to explain this, Jennifer, it's worth going into a bit of background on Sudan. It's the third largest country in Africa. It's positioned towards the northeast of the continent, if you see it on a map. And it's strategically quite important. It has a coastline on the Red Sea to the east. It neighbours a lot of other countries. And there's a huge Western influence in the region. Also, Russia is reportedly planning to build a naval base in the Red Sea that runs along Sudan's eastern coastline. And Sudan has been in the midst of instability and conflict for the last few years. In 2019, there was a military coup, and there's been no parliament in place since. There was a unity government in place for a time, where essentially where all the parties came together to keep the show on the road, but that then fell apart in 2021. And there were two generals at the centre of this 2019 coup. They were on the same side cooperating, but now they're on opposite sides of the conflict, and this leads us to the situation where we're at the moment. You have this vicious power struggle between the regular army and the powerful military force, and it's led to heavy bombardment in the capital, Khartoum, but also elsewhere in the country. And so far we know there are upwards of 450 people dead and thousands of others injured.
Wow. When did countries start evacuating people then?
Well, this intense fighting that we're seeing at the moment, this broke out on the 15th of April. So we're into day 10 now. And Darfur, the border regions of the capital Khartoum, where 6 million people live, they're the main hotspots. And you might have heard it was reported last week there was an attack on the EU ambassador to Sudan, who's an Irishman, actually, Aidan O'Hara. He was assaulted in his own home. So this gives an idea of the danger in the country right now. So in the last few days, countries have been moving to get their citizens out, and because it's resulted in a very uncertain, very unsafe and very stable situation. The situation for Ireland and Irish citizens isn't as straightforward as other countries which have been moving their citizens out over the past few days. For example, the United States was sending in the Chinook helicopters over the weekend to get about 100 citizens out. France, Germany, Italy and Spain, they've all been able to get their own citizens out.
50 Irish citizens evacuated. How did they get out?
Well, we're still figuring out exactly how they got out. So as I was saying to you, the situation for Irish people in Sudan, it's not straightforward. We don't have an embassy there. We did know there were 150 Irish citizens registered for assistance with the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Irish Embassy in Kenya to the south of the Sudan. That's the nearest one. But with the intense fighting, I mentioned all these countries were bringing their own citizens out. Spain managed to fly around 100 people to safety. And we know a few of those were Irish. We don't know how many.
Okay.
The French government said this morning they brought nearly 400 people out. Yesterday, they organised buses out of Khartoum. They were making their way out of Sudan. And we know a number of Irish citizens are on their way out. But as you referenced there, Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, he was on Morning Ireland earlier and he said there are around 50 left in the country at the moment.
50 left. And what is being done for them? Like, what's the plan?
Well, at the moment, they're being told to stay in contact with the embassy in Kenya and the Department of Foreign Affairs. They've been told to stay safe where they are and keep updated for advice if they can. But what's complicating the situation and evacuation plans is the real lack of communication in Sudan. It's reported today that the internet is pretty much not working across the country. There's an internet monitoring group called NetBlocks. They're saying that Sudan is in the midst of a blackout. Phone lines are down. So it's very hard to coordinate all of these things at the moment. So as it stands, they are stuck there.
Wow. I did hear in the news headlines about sending 12 troops being sent. What's that? What's going on there?
That's right. So a consular team from the Department of Foreign Affairs, they've been on the ground in Djibouti, which is a port country to the east on the Red Sea, since yesterday. And the government, yes, they then made the decision to authorise the Army Ranger Wing to go to both Sudan and Djibouti to help support the evacuation of Irish citizens who are fleeing the fighting. The first group was scheduled to depart last night, and we understand more will follow in the coming days. So we know that up to 12 troops troops are going to be dispatched altogether. And what they will be doing on the ground is they'll be offering medical assistance. They'll be trying to keep up communications between the Irish citizens and back home with the government, and just offering any support they can in helping to move people where they need to be to get out of the country.
Do we know why they're only sending 12? Surely that's, it sounds very little for the magnitude of what's going on.
Yeah, it absolutely does. It's the simple reason is that's the maximum number that we can deploy overseas without triggering what's known as the triple lock mechanism, without getting too complicated over this. Basically, this all stems back to Ireland's neutrality. If we need to send troops overseas, we need to have approval from the government, the Dáil, and then you need the backing of a United Nations resolution as well. So this is known as the triple lock policy for deploying defence forces. And under the system, any major Irish deployment for peacekeeping or the EU needs to have approval of all three. And like, for example, we only engage in peacekeeping missions abroad. Mm. For example, in Lebanon, you know, you've a battalion of a few hundred Irish troops, but we're not members of NATO or any military alliance, so we're neutral. And the triple lock system basically means that we won't be getting involved in that kind of situation. And that's why we can only send 12, because any more than that would require this authorization, which we don't have.
Okay. Well, good luck to the 12 Rangers heading over there. And the Irish citizens being told just to stay put. Hopefully they are keep safe, and we'll keep you guys up to date on what's going on and the situation in Sudan across RTÉ 2FM today. So stay with us. Still to come on the programme, weight gain, libido loss and acne are just some of the possible signs that someone is not is having problems with their hormones. We're going to have a huge chat about hormones in just a few. But Angus, I just want to thank you for coming in and speaking with us there. Thank you so much.
Jen Zamparelli on RTÉ 2FM.